And how is it?
It's good going. It's not that...
not that difficult.
Yeah. I mean, from long time I'm practicing at home, and it is different here, because here you're just doing that. It is intense practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like studying online and going to school or going to university all day long. Okay, yeah, as long as it works. Yeah. Don't give up. Yeah. The Kilesas will try every trick, yeah? And they have lots of tricks up their sleeves.
I mean, this has to be done some life, sometime.
Yeah, and the better, the sooner the better.
Sooner the better, yeah.
The longer you wait, the more the power the kilesas have, and the more difficult it gets. The important thing is make first, you know, really the mind completely clear of any thoughts, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you see, you know, and then it's wonderful. Yeah? And then you start to work, yeah? Because when we get out of samadhi, you know, then the kilesas come again and we see them clearly how they come, yeah, and how they work. Yeah.
Mention samadhi is not an option.
What?
It's not an option.
No, of course it's not an option. Yes. Sila, samadhi, panya. I mean, Lungta Mahabhoa, you know, the Eightfold Path, he talked about sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? No? I mean, if you want to build a house, you know, I mean, if it just rests on sila, it shakes in every direction. If it rests on sila and panya, I mean, it also goes in two directions. But if it rests on three columns, sila, samadhi, and panya, then it's stable. Yeah? And you have to raise them at the same time. Huh? Not develop sila first, yeah? That doesn't work. Or not panya. Panya is not, without samadhi, panya is not working. It's just thinking. Yeah? If we can think our way out, why should we go with this hard practice?
Huh? So samadhi, to what extent? Jhana or upachara?
No, upachara. That's enough. Just make the mind completely calm, yeah? So that no thoughts and no memories come up, yeah? For a certain amount of time, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and that is enough, yeah? That gives us enough rest, it gives us enough concentration to start doing the investigation. Everybody is talking about jhanas. Nobody can do it. I mean, why talk about jhanas if nobody can do it? Because it is at the time of the Lord Buddha, a lot of people could do the jhanas, yeah? That's why he was talking, yeah? But Lungta Mahabhoa did not talk about jhanas, because he knew at this time and at this day and age, you know, hardly anybody can do the jhana. That's why he talked about samadhi. If you happen to go into the jhana, yes, that is okay. Yeah? Yeah, I mean, we are fooled by the books. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, sixth jhana, seventh jhana. Eighth jhana, reflecting about maranara sati, yeah? Reflecting about that, and then we are in line. If that would be the case, the Lord Buddha would have been in line after he accomplished the eight jhanas, yeah? But then, what did he do? For 7 years he went into harsh, extreme ascetic practice, and then he saw this is not going to work, and then he looked at the middle way, Majjhima Paṭipadā. Huh? But everybody in the West thinks, jhana, yeah? Yeah? It's not important, yeah? I mean, it is a danger as well, yeah? Because if you really develop the jhanas, you also develop some of the powers of the jhana. And that fools us much more than anything in the world, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are fooled by money. A lot of people are fooled by power. But if you have the jhanas, you know, if you have the power, yeah? Magical power through the jhanas, yeah? Then you have to wait for a few more hundred lifetimes, you know, until you come back to real practice, yeah?
Tradition, they practice jhana.
Yeah, yeah. But not the real kind of jhana. But at the time of Mahesi Sayadaw, yeah? Pa Aukasya are the disciples of Mahesi Sayadaw. No? They are the disciples of who? Pa Auk?
Direct disciple, because Mahasaya Sayadaw emphasized in Vipassana, he did practice only for a certain while, so Dhatu Kamathana. Mm. Then he went alone himself and stayed in the jungle for years practicing this Kamathana.
Well, my first teacher was with Mahasaya Sayadaw himself, yeah? Mm. And he happened to go into the first and second jhana, and the teacher there said, no, don't you get out, you know, do vipassana, yeah? So that's why, I don't know, what is their aim in practicing the jhana? First jhana, seven, eight jhana, and then enlightenment, or? I mean, that's a delusion. I mean, you look at the life of the Lord Buddha, and then you know it doesn't work this way. Huh? You studied enough, you know, of the suttas of the Lord Buddha and the life of the Lord Buddha that you know, yeah. After he finished the jhanas, you know, what did he do? Ascetic practices, huh? 7 years. Yeah. So if this would be a way, he certainly would have told us. No? 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 But it's nice because it's not so tough, yeah? I mean, the jhanas are pleasant experiences, yeah? Yeah. And that's it. When you get out of the jhanas, that's why the Lord Buddha said, that's not the end, yeah? When I get out, you know, everything is the same. Yeah? Yeah? So you do have to do. Yeah? It's the same with samadhi. You do have to do, yeah? Investigation. And that is the, and that's a lot of anger is coming up. Yeah? A lot of disgust is coming up, yeah? When you do investigation. Yeah? And that's what people don't like to do. Yeah? They like to, then, you know, I mean, the China people, you know, then they like to investigate the Dhatu, yeah? Yeah? The four elements, huh? Because then there's no anger coming up, no disgust coming up. But if you don't deal with the anger that is deep inside, do you think it disappears? Yeah? Hmm? If you have a candle somewhere, you know, that is lightning, you know, and you just block it up, you know, it's not getting extinguished, yeah? And the same with grief, yeah? It's not going to get extinguished, yeah? Just by, you know, putting it aside, not looking at it. Yeah? You think it's not there, yeah? But it's still there and burning, yeah? And once in a while it catches fire, and then we are on fire. Huh? You've seen that? See it. Mm-hmm. I know it. I said, you know, I mean, I was in the West for 6 years, yeah? Huh? and learned everything like you did, you know. I mean, no matter if it was Goenka retreat or in the West, yeah. And when I came to Wat Pa Panchayat, yeah, I suddenly realized I haven't even started practicing. Huh? I was fooled by all these, you know, all these make-ups, you know, make-ups of Buddhist, make-up of Buddhist practice, where the goal is, you know, to feel good. Huh? No? Yeah. And then you're born again, you know, and then you feel shitty again, and then you go in the channels again, feel good, yeah? And then you get out, you know, you feel shitty. And then you go back, you know. I mean, what kind of life is that? Huh? Better than most people. Huh?